towards global peace. We often talk of peace in the context of war. But this is a very narrow and restricted notion of peace. Peace is deeply linked with the entirety of human life. Peace is a complete ideology in itself. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. It is the master key that opens the doors to every success. Peace creates a favorable atmosphere for success in every endeavor. Without peace, no positive action, small or big, is possible. No extremism. In the Quran, God addresses the Prophet in these words. It may well be that your Lord will raise you to a station of praise and glory. 1779. In Baghdad, in the year 317 AH, this verse became the center of a serious dispute between two Muslim groups. On one side were the followers of Abu Bakr al-Marwadi of the Hanbali school, and on the other, a section of the general public. The Hanbali group interpreted the verse to mean that on the day of judgment, God would seat the Prophet above the throne. The opposing group maintained that it referred instead to the concept of the Great Intercession. The disagreement intensified to such an extent that it turned into open conflict, resulting in violent clashes and the loss of many lives. Al-Bidayah wa al-Nihaya, Volume 11, page 162. Such episodes have not been limited to the past. They continue to occur in different forms even today. Witnessing such incidents, some people have formed the opinion that disagreement and debate themselves are harmful, and that the only safe course is blind conformity, avoiding all forms of difference. However, this conclusion is itself mistaken. Rather than calling for the elimination of disagreement, what is needed is to educate people on the correct manner of engaging in it. The tragedy described above arose from a failure to distinguish between scholarly disagreement and physical confrontation. In warfare, the use of weapons such as swords or guns may become inevitable, because conflicts of that nature are settled through force. But intellectual disagreement belongs to an entirely different domain. To introduce violence into such matters is a sign of irrational behavior, as intellectual issues can only be resolved through reasoning, not coercion. If one argument is not accepted, another may be presented. If that too is rejected, further arguments can be offered. The essence of academic and intellectual discussion lies in presenting ideas, regardless of whether they are accepted or not. Therefore, what deserves rejection in such situations is not disagreement itself, but excess and extremism. Going beyond limits in any matter leads only to harm. The notion that unity can be achieved by eliminating criticism and difference of opinion may appear appealing, but it is not practical. Disagreement is an inherent part of human nature and cannot be completely removed. A more realistic and constructive approach is to accept differences and tolerate criticism. True unity is built upon this foundation, and the same principle applies to the Muslim community. There is no alternative path to genuine unity. Differences of opinion existed even among the companions of the Prophet and their successors. Likewise, scholars of hadith, jurists, theologians, and mystics have historically held varying views. The Quran itself indicates that even prophets living in the same period could differ on certain matters. To expect complete uniformity as a precondition for unity is both unnatural and contrary to the spirit of religious tradition. Criticism and disagreement are not inherently negative. On the contrary, they often contribute to intellectual growth. For instance, during the Battle of Badr, one of the companions questioned the Prophet's choice of campsite. This exchange led to the adoption of a more advantageous position. The real difference lies in the mindset of individuals. One type is the self-seeker, whose primary concern is self-promotion, recognition, and status. Such a person reacts negatively to criticism, seeing it as a threat to their ego. The other type is the truth-seeker, who is concerned only with what is right. Such a person does not take criticism personally. Their only concern is whether the point raised is valid. If it is baseless, they disregard it. But if it holds truth, they accept it without hesitation, because in that very criticism, they find what they were genuinely seeking. Disagreement is an inherent part of human nature and cannot be completely removed. A more realistic and constructive approach is to accept differences and tolerate criticism. True unity is built upon this foundation. For prayers to be accepted, it is essential that one gives to others what one seeks for oneself.